We always told people that we met at Mason Street Park. We lied. We really met at a pawn shop in 2011. Surprised? Don't be. During high school, I was a mess. I spent a lot of it rebelling against my parents who'd put me into the middle of their divorce. I did a bunch of crazy things and a lot of stupid ones. Mostly, I got hurt by the guys I dated. It jaded me and convinced me that guys only cared about sex. That year, I was 21 and dating a motorcycle mechanic who loved to raise hell and was the kind of guy I expected him to be. My parents hated him, but that was the point. That's also why I had a job at the pawn shop. One day that spring, this tall, skinny guy comes in. I watched him hesitate in the doorway with this really guilty expression, then go to the video section and stand there like he didn't know what to do. Since there was nothing else going on, I decided that teasing him might be fun. So I went over to where he stood in front of the blowjob videos. "That one's pretty good," I said. "But you should check out the Deep Throat Whore series instead. They have some guys in it that are so big, it's unreal." The sound of my voice behind him made him jump, and his ears went bright red, but he didn't respond to my suggestion. So I tried again. "Do you like blowjobs?" I said. Then after a moment, "I mean in porn." That got to him, because he turned and looked at me. Up close, he wasn't what I expected. He was cute, with messy blonde hair and thoughtful grey eyes behind glasses. He didn't seem to know what to say to me. I could tell he was painfully shy, but after a long few moments, he answered in a low voice, "I don't know. If I've ever had one, I guess I'd be able to tell you." I honestly don't know why I did what I did next. I think I was amused by his answer. So on an impulse, I grabbed his hand and wrote my phone number on it with a pen. "I'll tell you what," I said. "If you can make it to 10 dates with me, I'll give you an epic one and we can find out." And then I walked away. The guy looked so shocked. I don't think he knew what to do. He left without even saying another word. I made a bet with myself that he'd never call. The next afternoon after work, I answered my phone and heard a low voice asking to speak to the young woman who works at the shop downtown. I was surprised, but I had to give him credit for calling and for being discreet, because he didn't know my name. I told him I was the girl from the pawn shop, and after a long silence, he responded by asking if I'd like to go on a date. I could tell he was nervous, and it amused me that he'd actually gotten up the guts to call. I considered saying no, but then decided I'd just wait till he mentioned the blowjob. When he did, I'd tell him he lost, preferably after I got a free dinner. So I agreed to go on the date with him. The next afternoon, he arrived right on time. I'd just gotten home from the shop and didn't bother changing. I didn't care. I had a boyfriend and this guy was just for fun. He'd come in his car, but when I answered the door, he had a picnic basket in one hand and a bag full of old plastic containers in the other. I'd been expecting to go to a restaurant, but instead, we walked 4 blocks to the park and had a picnic in the grass. And then he convinced me to go to the playground, where we played in the sand and used old plastic containers to make sandcastles as the little kids played around us. We talked the entire time. We talked about video games and a little about porn. He admitted he wanted to get a tattoo, and I hinted that I might have a piercing below my waist. He was a year younger than me and painfully shy, but sincere and genuinely sweet. By the time he walked me back to my house, I'd realised that I'd had a really good time and I'd never been on a date quite like it. And he hadn't mentioned the blowjob even once. So, before I went inside, I took a deep breath, kissed his cheek, and whispered, "You survived one date. There's 9 to go." The second date was much like the first. He took me to the zoo. We walked around looking at the animals, just talking about things. He had a sense of humour that caught you by surprise because he was so subtle about it. We didn't do much else on that date, but I found that that silly, lame trip to the zoo had been as fun as the first date. And so I told him he had 8 more to go. By the end of the third date, I began to question my motives. I'd given him my number to tease him, but he wasn't like any of the other guys I'd dated. He was shy, but he tried so hard, and there was nothing fake about him. That date, he took me to see a movie starring Samuel L. Jackson. I was so driven to break him, I decided to tempt him. We made out for most of the movie. He wasn't a very good kisser when he started, but he seemed to learn quickly. And by the end of the movie, I was a little hot. I would have screwed him if he'd asked, and dumped him right after for being the type of guy I expected him to be. But he didn't ask, and he didn't mention the blowjob. On the fifth date, we went to the park again. We sat on a park bench, talking for hours. I found myself opening up to him, and I told him all about the writing I did in secret that I was afraid to share with anyone. He told me about his dream to become an electrician and about how painful it was to be so shy. I discovered that it was easy to talk to him, and that every time I was with him, I felt good about myself. He did that to me. He did it because he treated me like I wasn't a mess, like I was special. As the dates continued, I started to feel guilty about my little tease in the pawn shop. He was open and honest with me. We talked about everything, and his shyness seemed to fade away. We held hands a lot, and I let him get to second base. He told me about his parents' divorce and how painful it had been for him, and I gave in and let him see the script I wrote. He admitted that he drove his dad's car to the pawn shop that day because he was afraid someone would recognise his. I hinted at how I'd been a terrible person in high school. He told me that he liked the woman he'd met and he kept coming back for more dates. And he never mentioned the blowjob. A part of me was sure he wasn't just biding his time, but date after date, he didn't bring up sex, making me wonder if things with him could be better than they'd been with other guys. By the end of the ninth date, I knew I had to make a change. I'd spent so much time angry, rebelling against my parents and pushing away the people who cared about me. I realised how miserable I'd been and how a lot of it was me. I broke up with my boyfriend, not that he cared. Then I quit my job at the pawn shop. It was silly, maybe, but for me, it felt like I'd let go of a heavy weight. Nothing was holding me back anymore. The only thing was, would this kind, sweet, shy guy I'd teased in the pawn shop keep me after our next date? Or would he dump me like other guys had after screwing me? I was terrified to find out. The day of our 10th date, I spent most of it getting ready. I'd never really tried on our dates before. I'd always dressed like I did in the pawn shop, like I didn't care. Now I did care. I spent hours agonising over what to wear and what makeup to put on. I was nervous and scared and excited and a complete mess. I remember my brother coming into my room that afternoon and looking at the chaos and saying, "Michelle, this guy really likes you. You really need to chill out." It helped, but I still took forever to get ready, so that by the time he arrived in his beat-up old car at 7, I'd made myself look like a different person, the person I wanted to be. I'd chosen elegant over sexy and slutty, because that's how he made me feel. I dressed in a classic black dress with dark nylons that showed off my calves. The dress wasn't mine. It belonged to my mum. When I opened the door, the effect was electric. I'd always known he thought I was cute, but the blink of a surprise and sharp intake of breath told me everything I needed to know. Even if he dumped me, I'd be memorable. The drive from my house seemed to take forever. We both knew what the end of this date might bring. He'd dressed up, and for the first time, he took me to a very nice restaurant. But I'd committed myself, and I had no intention of backing out. We sat at a table for two on one side of the place. He tried so hard not to show it, but he was distracted by how other guys in the room kept glancing at me. I'd made him jealous. I found myself getting giddy. We talked as we ate, and I remember teasing him like crazy so that by the time we went to this car, he was bright red. I don't think he realised that I was just as nervous as he was. But as we drove, he didn't say anything. He didn't mention the blowjob. So I took the initiative, putting my hand on his thigh and teasing my hand inward towards his crotch. He stiffened in his seat as we drove, but he kept driving until I told him to pull over two blocks from my house. I don't think I've ever been so nervous in my life. It was strange. I hadn't been nervous about sex in years. It was something I did and liked most of the time. But this was different. I ran my hand up his thigh and touched him for the first time. His gasp made me shiver. I looked at him and saw the look of anticipation and nervousness in his eyes. And as I unzipped his pants, I began to understand something I really hadn't before. This wasn't just a blowjob I was about to give him. Through all our dates, he had been focused on me, being with me, getting to know me and valuing me. A promise of a blowjob might have inspired him to seek me out, but it hadn't made him stay. As I wrapped my hand around his shaft and took in the expression on his face, I realised just how reciprocal our relationship had become, based on a genuine relationship, not a promise of a blowjob. I felt almost giddy in that moment. It was exhilarating and scary and wonderful. I set to work, although perhaps work is the wrong word. I wasn't lying when I told him I gave epic blowjobs, but until that day, I'd done them to manipulate guys, or just because I thought it was expected. But this time, the velvet steel sensation of his cock in my mouth, the smell of his sweat and the taste of his skin on my tongue, all combined into a feeling that melted me. I remember him moaning and putting a hand on my head, tentative and gentle, his fingers caressing my hair as I began to move on him. His soft groans and gentle touch made me wish the moment would never end. What might have been the slutty girl from the pawn shop giving mouth sex to a guy in his car because of a bet became something else entirely. Despite my effort, he didn't last that long. It wasn't a surprise, really, given his lack of experience. But when he came in my mouth, I knew it was the best blowjob I'd ever given. And it wasn't because I was particularly good that day. When I sat up and we looked at each other, that's when it all came together in a clear realization. I was in love, and in a way I never had been before. We kept dating after that. I didn't want to just be the girl who put out on the 10th date, so I changed. I enrolled at the local community college, and I started taking my own life and dreams more seriously. And through it all, he was there for me, cheering me on as I became the woman he helped me understand that I could be. And I worked hard to support him right back. We became so close. The day he asked me to marry him, in the same park we'd gone to on our first date, I said yes. You know the rest after that. But there is one more story I need to tell. The last time we were together in our bedroom, I held his hand and sat with him. We didn't say much because there wasn't much that could be said. That day, though, he was in a rare mood. In one of the few moments of sound we had, I told him that I'd been thinking about how we first met. He looked at me, his grey eyes holding mine for a moment, and said, you know, that blowjob you gave me on my 10th date, best one I ever got. And I just looked at him with the IV, the medical supplies on the dresser, and his emaciated pale face, and I couldn't hold it in. I just lost it. I couldn't stop laughing. Despite all that had happened, the cancer, the chemo, and now him laying there, I just laughed and laughed. And the best part is, the man I love, the one who was so strong but hadn't smiled in a week, laughed with me. And then we cried too. It was impossible not to. After it was done and he lay there smiling at me, I leaned over and kissed him and said, "Kevin, it was the best one I ever gave." I know he knew what I meant. I know this whole story was way too graphic to be in a eulogy, but that story defines him so well. He took a prank and turned into something that changed my life. So we got together because of a blowjob. But in the end, I got something I didn't even know I needed. Him. If I had to do it again, I'd still promise him that blowjob, because it changed both our lives. I know he'd agree. I guess that's all I have to say. Losing him is like losing a part of me. I don't know how I'm going to move forward, but he taught me that I can, and I will. I miss you like crazy, Kevin.